body extract.
Welcome to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. Coming up on this hour of the show, of course, we're going to talk about Afghanistan and the president's proposal as to what's going to happen. Actually, not a proposal. His edict as to what is going to go down in Afghanistan. How's that? Also, Thursday, Congressman Ron Paul from Texas and Barney Frank are going to introduce legislation to push forward the legalization of marijuana. How far do you think this bill will go? I will say this is the first time on the federal level, because there is a federal ban, of course, as you know, on marijuana. This is the first time that this has been pushed forward to be the first ever legislation that would end that ban on Mary Jane. Isn't that what they used to call it? Pot, if you will. It has no chance of passing. No chance. But it's interesting that they're bringing it up. And I've waffled on the pot issue before, but I'm going to tell you what I think coming up in our next couple of segments. 16 of 50 states, including the District of Columbia, as we all know, have legalized the use of marijuana for medical purposes. But now we're talking about planting, selling, even commercially distributing marijuana. And it's of course, illegal under federal law. How many people sit in prisons who were busted with a bunch of pot? I know one of them pretty well, a guy I used to cover in my football covering days, the Dallas Cowboy Nate Newton, who was a monster on the offensive line. Once he got out of the game of football, he was arrested when they found his entire trunk filled with marijuana. And it was a tough climb back for Nate Newton. But there have been many others who have been busted for a lot less. So we're going to talk about that. Plus Ben Bernanke. Big Ben. He speaks. But does he speak with a forked tongue? Find out. First, let's talk about Afghanistan. Because after all, we did sort of the pregame show on Afghanistan for the last couple of shows. Now it's out there. Less than 15 minutes, that's how long it took the president, to talk about what was going to happen next. He said that all surge troops would be gone by next summer, and also said that after a decade of fighting, the tide of war is receding. He did a primetime address from the East Room of the White House. He assured us all that the U.S. military is going to start a drawdown next month. And what was interesting, he said, from a position of strength following the death of Osama bin Laden. So 5,000 in the summer, another 5,000 by the end of the year, that's 10,000. Follow the numbers for a second. The rest of the surge troops, now again, surge troops, that would be about 23,000, would be out by the end of summer of 2012, right before the election. So 33,000 in all. That means 70,000 troops are still in Afghanistan. 70,000 are left. And then eventually will be taken out. I think that's ridiculous. In or out. That's the problem with this whole thing. That's been the problem all along. Here's a little slice of the president's address talking about Al-Qaeda and the terrorist safe haven. Take a listen.
Al-Qaeda remains dangerous, and we must be vigilant against attacks. But we have put Al-Qaeda on a path to defeat, and we will not relent until the job is done. So long as I am president, the United States will never tolerate a safe haven for those who aim to kill us. They cannot elude us, nor escape the justice they deserve. As we strengthen the Afghan government and security forces, America will join initiatives that reconcile the Afghan people including the Taliban.
So here's the question. I don't care what your political stripes are, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, sickened by it all, because frankly, I think all of us are tired of the same old out of Washington, if we admit it. The, you know, you're playing on this team or you're playing on that team, and we're following the script because that's what we have to do. It's, I could launch into a couple of different things. The Afghanistan mission in general. I mean, what are we doing? We're propping up a corrupt, nepotistic, egomaniacal man in Hamid Karzai, that government. He has no power over the Taliban that he could win over the people in his country. He really didn't win that last election, let's face it. So Afghanistan, what's the thing is Afghanistan not falling, I guess, into the hands of Pakistan. That's the deal. There is a little bit of a separation between the two, and there's the nasty area where you have Al-Qaeda folks coming over in Pakistan, dropping some bombs, and then getting back to their safe haven across that border. So Pakistan is really where it's at, and that's where we should have been in the first place. So now you've got this withdrawal. And the people who voted for Obama, one of the main reasons they voted for Obama, one of the main reasons was that he was going to withdraw the troops. Remember he said, I'm going to bring back your sons and daughters. How many times? That did not happen. And this is not a way to appease that. I don't think he buys any points there by pulling back 5,000, then another 5,000, and then ultimately the surge troops. And what's interesting is the generals and the commanders on the field, they don't like it one bit. The defense secretary, Robert Gates, who's out, and now Leon Panetta is in, was really supporting keeping all the troops in Afghanistan. Because he said any gains that we've made are what he described as fragile. Fragile. So think of the areas that have been cleared. Do you think anything will be different once this is all over anyway? And now you have a sanctuary in a neighboring country. This is a failed war. And now it's even become that much more of a failed war because we don't leave with a win. Do you think there is a win in this situation? I don't think so. And the insurgents, the Taliban, even though they might have been thwarted in some areas, thinned out, Al-Qaeda, some big successes. It's not that there wasn't any. But we lose because we don't really have a W. We don't win this one. This is the longest war in our history. It's dragged on twice as long as World War II. And I know you can say it's tough to compare the differences of the two wars and everything else. The Russians knew something, didn't they? It only took them 9 years. It took us 10 to figure it out. You want to throw in your two? Step up to the plate. 800-259-5791. My digits again, 800-259-5791.
Are you a leader or board member of a newer nonprofit? Then you're building your nonprofit while wondering, are we doing this right? Well, stop wondering and start listening. Tune into WebTalkRadio.net and Nonprofit Spark to hear nuts and bolts advice about fundraising, planning, finances, and more. The conversations are geared to newer leaders like you. So boost your nonprofit know-how and confidence. Tune into WebTalkRadio.net and Nonprofit Spark today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's funny, my man only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brain, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain, I'm looking at you.
I don't give a, keep looking at my, cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at my. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
All right, let's roll into Big Ben and his thoughts on where we're headed. The Federal Reserve cut the forecast for U.S. economic growth, shocker, but didn't really offer up what was happening as far as, you know, further monetary support, just saying that the recovery should gradually pick up in 2012. Bernanke said that the factors, the Federal Reserve Chairman, if you don't know him, said that the factors weighing on the economy, like high commodity prices, should be fleeting, but said that the weakness could linger. What does that mean? It's like I'm watching an episode of Kung Fu. Grasshopper, if you understand what I am saying, you shall be free financially. I don't get the Bernanke thing. Part of the slowdown is temporary, but it might be... I mean, just listen to what he says. Okay, ready? This is called spin. These are quotes. Part of the slowdown is temporary. Part of it may be longer lasting. Like the other thing I said. Should be fleeting, but weakness could linger. It almost be... Now, I wonder why I think it sounds like an episode of Kung Fu... I'm thinking of fortune cookies you read. You know when you get the fortune cookies that you're like, oh, bummer. I didn't pick the right one out of the pile. You're like out to lunch with your buddies and there's three or four fortune cookies and you get the crappy one. That's like getting the crappy fortune cookie. There's nothing specific in that. It's just a way to say one thing and then back off and say another. Well, the economy could turn around. And maybe not. It might linger in the doldrums. So the Fed estimates that the economy should grow 2.7% to 2.9% this year, down, of course, from 3.1 to 3.3% made in April. 3.3. They also say that 2012 growth should be in the range of, don't you love this? It's the same thing. Okay, growth should be either 3.3% or 3.7%. The central bank says a jump in commodity prices and supply chain disruptions from the devastating earthquake in Japan has hurt growth and pushed up prices, but that they should dissipate over time. Yeah, kind of like that radiation cloud that's supposed to smash into the West Coast. So, you know, the bottom line is they're just waiting to see what's happening. That's what they're doing. They're waiting to see what unfolds and not trying to say anything too negative, but not say anything too positive. So in other words, not really saying anything. Why even bother? Why even give an update if there's nothing specific that's going to happen? I mean, if he's not saying, okay, listen, we're slogging along, but here's why we believe it's going to, we're looking at 3.7% because bada ba, bada bing, bada boo, bada boo. Nothing. Nothing but double speak. In fact, here's Ben in his own words.
The committee continues to anticipate that economic conditions, including low rates of resource utilization and a subdued outlook for inflation in the medium run, are likely to warrant exceptionally low levels for the federal funds rate for an extended period. The ongoing labor market slack and the subdued inflation outlook are key reasons for the committee's decision to maintain the current high degree of monetary policy accommodation and for our judgment that exceptionally low levels of the funds rate are likely to be warranted for an extended period.
If you were listening to what I was saying, you could pick up some of that same doublespeak, the code, the Bernanke code. So here's the thing. A lot of this goes back to the jobless rate. What, 9.1%? 2 years after the supposed end of the U.S. recession, the recovery is weak. And why? Because the people who have jobs are reluctant to hire people. That's why the jobless rate is 9.1%, which is bogus because it's actually really higher than that. And why don't they want to hire people? Because they don't have the money. Because businesses that need to grow or small businesses with potential that need bank loans aren't getting the bank loans because the banks don't want to loan people money. And unless they loosen the purse strings, and something changes and the real money flows, not the pretend money that we keep printing, it's going to stay that way for a while. So I'd say a disappointing performance, but I'm not surprised by what Bernanke said. Because when he does speak, that's what you get. It's a little of this, a little of that, but nothing specific. Of course, nothing specific. I'm just going to say one more thing. He said the vow is to keep interest rates low because it's intended to suggest that the Fed is at least two or three meetings away from a move. Here's the other part of that. But the time period could be significantly longer depending on the economy. So in other words, if you can grab the interest rate and it makes sense for you, grab it. We don't know how long it's going to be that low. We don't know. That's it. We have no idea. Let's move from Bernanke and money to something else that always causes a raging debate. My conservative friends, if you want to cause a ruckus at a dinner party or a fundraiser, be the person to declare, I think we should legalize pot, and watch the forks drop. Bing! So here's the deal. There is a bill that's going to be introduced later on Thursday by Republican Congressman Ron Paul and Democratic Congressman Barney Frank. the first time ever that you have a piece of legislation designed to end the ban on marijuana. Last year, the Gold Coast, a.k.a. California, the people there voted not to legalize recreational marijuana use, but they're still debating it. And they're debating it in other states. A couple of weeks ago, as we broadcast from the United Nations, a couple of weeks ago, a group of ex-presidents of Latin America, as well as the former Secretary General of the United Nations, Kofi Annan, said that they're denouncing the failure of the global war on drugs, and they're calling for the legalization of marijuana. Let me give you some statistics that I read. Between 98 and 2008, you know what the worldwide consumption of opiates was? Well, it increased 35%. Cocaine use grew 27%. I thought that was so 80s. Marijuana use, 8.5%. Those numbers, by the way, supplied by the Global Commission on Drug Policy. I didn't realize this, but June is the 40th anniversary of the war on drugs. Did you know that Richard Nixon launched it back in 1970? How successful has the war on drugs been? Here's the thing, ultimately. Do I think the legislation will get enough support? The answer is no. The bigger question is, should it get support? Think of the prisons and how crowded they are. And how many of the people in the prisons are in jail for trafficking marijuana over state lines? Well, I'll just throw things out there. Or let's say a dealer somewhere in the middle selling marijuana. And, you know, it's so easy to look and compare. I think I've said this before. It's like these horrible pictures and warning labels they're putting out about cigarettes, the FDA announcing that, okay, we're going to do whatever we can. We don't want kids to smoke, so we're going to put out missing teeth and tracheotomy guy and a dead guy on the table because, you know, smoking is bad for you. Smoking is bad for you. Getting involved in this. But yet, drinking and DUIs, and yes, I know there are tougher laws, but how many people die each day because of someone who's smashed out of their mind driving around? What's the difference between marijuana and alcohol? 800-259-5791. More opinions next.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, 10xfundraising.com or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10x Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoot.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
As we race to the finish line in our next segment, we can count. It's always about the numbers, isn't it? Even if they're a little fuzzy. A lot of fuzzy math going on. I'm going to jump around here and go back to Afghanistan in a second. But before I do that, talking about this bill that's going to be introduced, I think it's, I applaud Barney Frank and Ron Paul for bringing it up. However, I don't think it has a prayer of passing, and gee, that doesn't make me an incredible handicapper. I'm sure most of you would say the same thing. We've had this debate many, many times on America Tonight, and really we end up somewhere in the middle. Because we've had people on who swear that it is a gateway drug, who have been involved with people in their own life, or they run rehab facilities, and they say, without a doubt, it leads to harder things. Therefore, it should be illegal. Then we've talked to law enforcement people, from cops on up, as to how much money gets thrown going after really little fish, not drug cartels, not giant drug cartels. Speaking of that, a big guy fell in the drug cartel, one of the biggest. But I'll tell you about that. But are we spinning our wheels and wasting just resources that could be put into better use by going after the little fish. I mean, wouldn't this be a way, for goodness sake, not to do that? Is it not working any longer? I think alcohol is more dangerous. I'm not a pot smoker, but I think it's more dangerous. So people are going to do what they want to do anyway. People are smoking. If I gave you the numbers, pot smoking's up. The other drug use is up. So if it's up, the war on drugs, we're not getting less people to do drugs. And if marijuana is one of them, what if you could tax it? Tax, tax, tax away. Tax cigarettes. Tax marijuana. All of the states that are struggling to make it would have new money. It's funny. It's like the gambling issue. There's a prudishness about the whole gambling thing. Oh, it'll bring in prostitution and bad things will happen to the town if we have gambling, because it's also a sick, twisted disease and people can fall down the rabbit hole, which they can. I mean, it's called personal responsibility, folks. And that's the issue. I think that's the issue I decided earlier today when I was really thinking about this. Going back to the cigarette thing from the previous day, and we have these horrible, scary pictures to warn people, hey, this is what's going to happen to you if you smoke. You have a great chance of ending up with a tracheotomy. You have a great chance of dying of lung cancer. You have a great chance of not seeing your kid graduate from college. But as in all things, whether we're talking about marijuana, whether we're talking about alcohol use, anything, it is personal responsibility. Do you really want the government constantly looking at your back, waiting for you to turn around and blink? And you know what? There's too much of it. There's too much of it in areas that we don't really need it. So I don't smoke pot, but I'm going to say that I would support legalizing pot. And this would shock many of my dinner companions who are going to tell me the opposite. They're going to say, oh, this is not good. This is bad. How can you say that? Because if you legalize marijuana, it leads to other things. It is a gateway drug. Do you want gangs and other people in your neighborhood? And the answer is you can already have them anyway, selling to your children or their friends illegally. So if, and then think about that, what happens to Mexico? What happens to the pipeline with Mexico? Who cares? Because we can grow it now and then regulate it. So that does mean more jobs in a different way, right? Somebody could be the drug regulator. Somebody could be the hemp, the mistress of hemp. I want that job. I am the mistress of hemp, and I control what's going on. I set the regulations for how much can be grown in a certain area and how much you are taxed. I don't know. This is a tough one. It is tough. But I think the war on drugs that's been going on for 40 years hasn't done what it initially was set up to do, because it's personal choice. It's personal choice. If people want to smoke marijuana, they're going to find a way to smoke marijuana anyway. So if we legalize marijuana, then you just have it set up where there's the correct taxation. Somebody said to me, absolutely, tax marijuana to high, get it, heaven, and forget wasting money on the war on drugs. Because that's the other part of this. If you believe the war on drugs is working, then tell me so. And if you believe the war on drugs is working and we should keep throwing money at it, then you're crazy. Because it's not. It's not working. Talk to the kids. I've talked to the kids on the ground in the high schools. Black tar heroin, farm parties, marijuana. Marijuana is so common. I think marijuana is more common in this next generation than in my generation. So legalizing it would raise money that we desperately need because we can't seem to get into the black. So why not legalize it? There's a good chance too, a great chance, of course, the problems that we face with Mexico would be eradicated or close to eradicated somewhat, at least in the drug sense, as a result of it. So why not? Why not do it? This, again, is coming from a non-pot smoker. And initially, because I had had so many treatment people on, and also, frankly, talked to people who, on this show we have, who smoke pot and have done other things, initially I thought, oh, no, we can't can't do that. Because it leads to harder things, so we're just opening ourselves up for that. But I've changed my mind. Enough conversations with enough people in the trenches, I think that legalizing marijuana is the direction we should head in. I think it would be a smart move. But I don't think that this bill will turn into a law. This isn't going to be the one. And I don't know that I believe in my lifetime that it will happen. Right? Now, Jack from Down Under, who, by the way, if you go to AmericaTonight.net, you can actually see me through the magic of Pal Talk. He says, you watch the cartels come over and run extortion rackets if it's legalized. And then Spinning Blade says, I agree. So what do? Pot, not a gateway drug. Spinning Blade says that. Not a gateway drug. And I don't know that I think it's a gateway drug either. We're not going to solve that riddle here on America Tonight. If there was any state that would have legalized pot, what state do you think it would be? Well, of course, California, and they still can't get that to happen. But it would butt its head up against the federal law, so ultimately it wouldn't go through. But at least just in California, the recreational use, how many times has that been put out there? Again and again and again and again in election times, but never passes. So that does tell you something. If there were ever a more left-leaning place, except for Orange County and parts of San Diego, I would think that would be where it would pass. So it wasn't about marijuana for President Obama, although he has admitted to smoking marijuana, remember, in his youth. The Republican contenders responded to Obama's televised address to the nation on Thursday, where he did say, we're going to withdraw 10,000 U.S. troops from Afghanistan by December 31st, a total of 30,000 by the summer of 2012. Mitt Romney opposes an arbitrary timetable. He says, we all want our troops to come home as soon as possible. We should adhere to some kind of timetable on the withdrawal of our troops from Afghanistan. It shouldn't be based on politics or economics. And see, here's the part of what Romney says that I do think is sad in all of this, although because of it and because of how they've blown this occupation, because that's what it's like, they being ultimately the two administrations, but now the ball is tossed to the Obama administration. I agree with Romney when he says, America's brave men and women in uniform, and this is his quote, have fought to achieve significant progress in Afghanistan, some having paid the ultimate price. I look forward to hearing the testimony of our military commanders in the days ahead. And see, the military commanders are going to say, no way, you cannot do this. You cannot do this. John Huntsman says we should have a safe but rapid withdrawal. We're in too many expensive conflicts. Touche. We can count next.
Extend your life with Extend Device.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Can't we? I think we can. We try anyway. It is all about the numbers. We always say that. Follow the money, add up the numbers, and you can figure it out. This is a crazy number. Tornadoes. How many tornadoes have slammed into various parts of the U.S. since the beginning of the year? I don't even know if I can count that high. Some places where they normally don't have to deal with those wicked winds. The latest is Louisville, Kentucky. Church Hill Downs, the racetrack, the Kentucky Derby, hit by a tornado on Wednesday, knocked out parts of the barns, chased out horses that were running loose. They had to corral the horses. Wow. There are 9 of 48 backside barns were damaged. The chapel was damaged. The barns being ripped up displaced about 200 horses. What a mess. That's how it's been described. What happened was the National Weather Service said that radar actually tracked a confirmed tornado near the track. And, of course, the university is there, University of Louisville campus. That happened after 8 o'clock. No races go off on Wednesdays. There's a simulcast, as many tracks do, of races in other places that get shown at the track. But that damage is some crazy stuff. You think of how many horses are at Churchill. Say about 1,300. 1,300. And people were there for, people were actually on site for a Texas Hold'em tournament. And they say, they described what happened at the time when they clearly saw a rotation in the clouds, then saw it touch down on the back stretch, and it was described as skipping diagonally through the barn area, which is what happens with tornadoes. That's why you get that weird effect where one side of the street is in shambles and the other side is okay. It's okay. But it's going to take them a little bit to rebuild this. Thank goodness this happened after the Kentucky Derby. I mean, the crowds that go to the Derby, 160,000 plus people. Whew. All right, here's another number for you, completely different, moving from the tornado that tried to take out a historical area, certainly Churchill, to this 21-year-old who posed as a doctor. I have some questions about this anyway, but Lucas Ebert was is his name. He was charged with criminal mistreatment, theft, and practicing medicine without a license. You know where he was practicing medicine? Are you ready? Oregon Health and Science University in Portland. There was a woman who was there, and she was inquiring where she should go for a scheduled surgery. That's what tipped off the people that something was wrong at this university health center, because it didn't add up. So here's what happened. How does this happen? I mean, actually, that's what I'm saying to myself. How does this happen? So Ebert has this Facebook page, and some of the interests say plastic surgery, Nip and Tuck. That's his favorite show. He's got a whole bunch of universities, employers listed. He says he worked as a surgical assistant and a surgeon. And then he lists his job as a software developer at Microsoft. Says he got a medical degree from the University of California. They say they have no record of any such student. Turns out he is a 2009 graduate of a place called Westview High School. So he was pushing this woman out of the hospital in a wheelchair. He has no affiliation with the hospital. And they say there's no evidence that he had access to any patient information or that he went into any secure areas, but that would require the electronic access, I guess. However, he was posing as a doctor. He had a badge that looked like an outdated one that the hospital used 10 years ago. And he had a vest that they think came from the gift shop that made him fit in. That's nice. They're selling vests that make you look like a doctor in this hospital. So the woman met him at the Portland VA Medical Center. He arranged for a medical consultation with her at the coffee shop, where he gave her medical advice and counseled her on getting abdominal surgery. He said he was a second-year resident in plastic surgery, and he had that ID badge in the vest. Nice. Wow. This woman was a 45-year-old woman, by the way, who went up to the desk and started asking questions. I don't know. Very strange. Crazy story. But should we be surprised? I don't know. You walk into a hospital, somebody looks official. See, that's the thing. Remember the movie Catch Me If You Can? I can't think. Leonardo DiCaprio played the role. I can't think of the guy's name. Famous true story. Where he was made himself look official, look like a pilot, look like a doctor, look like he belonged. So people believed it. He could pull it off. He had a way of talking to people, too. And that's exactly what this kid was doing, trying to pull it off as posing as a doctor because he had the believability factor going going on for him. He had that in his favor. So be careful, folks. When somebody looks like they have too much of a baby face, I don't know whether you insult them or not. Maybe you ask a few questions before you sort of dive right in. How about this one? We've kind of forgotten about this story, and I don't know why. I guess with so much going on, we did talk about it a little bit, but I think you haven't heard too much of it mainstream media-wise. How about the Marine reservist who they stopped near the Pentagon, who has now been linked to the military building shootings? 22-year-old Marine reservist. They say that after several months of no progress, in this shooting, they zeroed in on a suspect in last year's shootings at a bunch of military sites around the D.C. area. And the suspect, the prime suspect, is this 22-year-old that I mentioned. His name is Jonathan Maliko, and he's out of Alexandria, Virginia. So they arrested him with four counts of grand larceny so far at this point, and they detained him in the Arlington National Cemetery in the early morning with a backpack that had what they're calling suspicious things in it. Do you know what he had? He had a backpack that they thought had explosives in it, but they found a notebook that had words like Taliban, Al-Qaeda, defeated coalition forces, Mujahideen, and a few other things. Because of what they found, they were so concerned, the FBI shut down a bunch of highways for most of Friday. They then swarmed his house looking for things. They started interviewing neighbors and asking questions, and now they're linking him possibly to some shootings. They also say that he's had a grievance with the Marine Corps. He feels like they think he might feel like he's been wronged by the Corps in his professional life, and that's what this is about. Scary, isn't it? Very scary, I think. But they might have nailed him. This guy joined the Marine Corps, by the way, in 2007. And he's listed as a motor vehicle op with the Corps Reserves. Before that, he had been awarded the National Defense Service Medal and the Selected Marine Corps Reserve Medal. But he was never deployed anywhere overseas. Stay tuned. I'm sure another shoe will drop in that one.